Thank you, Dick, for that kind invitation and your kind introduction, and Mark for the invitation to speak. It's a really quite an exciting journey to be here, because this initiative has been born out of what you recently heard in terms of the variation in practice we found with the National Mass Technical Reconstruction Audit. Another driver was the fact that the European Working Time Directive has been on the horizon, and we felt, a few of us got together and we felt maybe we should seriously start looking at education and training for oncoplastic breast surgery in a more standardized fashion. And therefore, now we are looking at this project, which has started about 3 months ago. The first cohort have started. We had 18 trainees who have come on board. We're out of a selection process that's pretty tight. We have 26 applicants for the first course, and I'm here to mainly talk to you about the early experience. Forgive me if I do not have all the data, because I think I was a bit premature perhaps in putting forward this information or sharing of this information process, as it were. In fact, up to yesterday morning, I had only six of our trainees who had given me evaluation forms, and I was sitting wondering what am I going to share with you today. But fortunately, 11 of them finally came through last evening, and I hastily prepared these slides at 11 o'clock last night. Okay, going just to recap.